Hello, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're having another night of healings for everybody. And just stay online and nothing for you to do. We just do instantaneous healings to help everybody get more of their body and spirit connected. So this is to help you get more frequencies in your body from your spirit for the ascension process. This is the whole reason why we have this show here. So what we're going to first do is energize the light being. We're changing our format just a little bit here, so if people get on a little bit late, we'll be able to still experience the entity clearing. So if you like, scroll down on your monitor screen. And if you're new to the show, click on Creation Lightship Healing. You can just go to today's date. And it would say 4 o'clock from the PST time. And click on Creation Lightship Healing. And then from there, scroll down. And it's about maybe an inch and a half on your scroll bar on the right side. And you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And just put her in front of you right now. And we're going to have her energize the photo. And just start kind of watching it. This takes about a half a minute to do. And you're going to see her with her vibrations change. Her eyes are a little brighter. And she's going to have the auric field around her. Those light rays actually will change colors too. So just kind of blink your eyes if you like for a little bit. And you're going to actually see her probably become a lot more three-dimensional. I have people say that she actually floats on her monitor. So everybody has their own experience, though. And the light chip only works heart-to-heart, so this is you won't be able to connect with your mental body, your thoughts, because it doesn't work that way. It's all heart-to-heart healings. So she's being energized right now, and it feels very good to me. So next we're going to do is entity clearing for everyone. And entities are typically emotional bodies of people who passed on. That's probably most of them that we have to deal with. There are, like we did on previous shows, you know, off-planet, extraterrestrial snakes and black widows and worms, etc. But mainly, without getting into that area, what you're dealing with is entities. Entities you pick up by going into bars a lot. They'll give you the addiction to actually drink more. Also, maybe if you have a problem with smoking, they do that also. What happens is these entities come into you, and the way they come in is because you're probably not in your body all the way. So maybe if you have maybe a half a dozen or more drinks, at that point you're kind of woozy. And at that point, you start to leave your body, and then they start coming in droves. And they want to have more and more to drink. And then they will start to exhibit the personality of who they are, working through your body. So I'm going to do an entity clearing right now. And they're being released from you. And you may feel your body change in physical weight if you have any pain. In your body, you may feel that also change. They get a little better. They do attach to us with physical pain. And what we're going to be doing now is bringing back into you more of who you are. So this is also called in the New Age metaphysics terminology a soul retrieval. So typically we have many, many entities. We could have typically thousands of them, which may sound kind of scary, but that's the way life is here. And these entities that we have will definitely take it out of our own consciousness. And we'll be working with them in place of us. So here we go. We're cleaning out the entities that's coming out of you now. They're being gathered up by the Earth Spirit. And then also what we're doing is we're now clearing the spirit energy that you have. The spirit energy is you. Coming back to you, and here we go, coming down. So we're going to count to 10 as you get more of yourself integrated inside of your body. And your spirit knows exactly how to come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. just kind of sit back and close your eyes and relax for a second here and just kind of see how you feel. You should feel a little heavier, and I'll do some more entity clearing on you. Okay, doing some more clearing here. More of you is leaving. Excuse me, more of the entities are leaving you. You don't want yourself to get left. I have at this workshop here in New York, somebody was saying, yeah, I was in this workshop, and this lady said, well, we're now going to have your guides take you out of your body. And I go, oh, God. And then they're going to put something else in you. And I go, oh, shit, you know. That you never want to do. Believe me, you want to always be in your body. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back into yourself, and we'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And coming in again, much stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, you should feel a little heavier. Just going to do a little exercise here. Since most spirits do not want to go past the waist of the person, normally you don't get a lot of spirit energy in your legs and your feet especially. So we're going to have your spirit do some healing work with you right now. So you're going to be going, we're going to take you out of your body. Remember, I said not to do this, but this is with the light ship helping you. So we're going to still have you go out and come back in. But instead of coming in through your heart chakra or maybe your crown chakra, we're going to have your spirit come in through the bottom of your feet. And this way you can have spirit energy throughout your whole body. And this is very, very nice. So here we go. Going out and now coming in instantly. And out and in. 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 Out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in, and out and in. There, so you should feel a little heavier in your body. Your body should feel like it's more dense because you're integrating with it now. Most people get kind of warm, they have tingles as this happens. So what we're going to do now is a chakra alignment. So we're going to go to your heart centers and reposition the heart chakra so it's in the right orientation to give all of your 108 energetic bodies, the spiritual energy for healing. And those are different holograms, and they make up the physical body. So here we go. Heart chakra is being moved now. Perfect. The light ship is doing this for you. Just sit back and relax. And going now to your throat chakra. This is number 5. Okay, perfect. And going now to number 6, which is your third eye. There we go. Your forehead. Wonderful. Now we're going to go back down below the heart to the power chakra. Moving that here. Great. That's fine. Second chakra around your navel. And the power is like personal power. The second chakra could be sexuality. I more or less look at it as creativity here. There we go. And first chakra is kind of how you view life. Typically it's like how you're surviving here, how you're connected to the earth. There we go. Okay. So now we're going to do an opening if you'd like that. This is your choice. Most chakras are maybe a couple inches in diameter. And I like to open them up myself for body width so you get more healing energy throughout your body. And the chakras are what connects your spirit to your organs and everything else. So here we go. So heart chakra. I'll use the word spin to open it up. And you may find your body tingling more and also possibly heating up. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Going up now to your throat. Spin, 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 open. Now to your third eye. Forehead. Spin, 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 open. Going back down now to your solar plexus, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Down one more. Navel area, second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your tailbone. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. That feels good. You have a good group tonight. So we're going to do another session here of heart-to-mind connection. So we're going to drop your consciousness, your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego self. That's going to drop down from your head down into your heart. So what we do to command the energy, I'll count from 10 down to 1. So just think of an elevator. Your 10th floor is your forehead, and first floor is your heart. And we're going to drop that energy down into your heart center. And you're going to notice that when it's done, you should feel like your head is inside of your chest cavity. This is where you want to be to get your spiritual guidance. Your spiritual guidance will never go and come to your head, because that's normally entities or other things, mind control energies talking to you. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down. Just sit there and relax. So we're starting now. Think of an elevator dropping down. So from the 10th floor down to the first. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just take maybe a minute here just to kind of sample the energy of your spirit. You should feel completely calm. Normally when that happens, you're connected and being heart-centered. So just sit back and relax for about a half a minute or so here and just feel your connection to who you are, the divine. Okay, so we'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. So are you there?
All right, yes, I am. Hi, everyone. And that was a wonderful introduction to our topic for this week, which is going within for spiritual guidance. So we are very happy to come to you live today. Let's see, Ron is on the East Coast, and I'm on the West. And he's been there with the New Life Expo and the ARE Center workshops and seminars, and we're very happy to have him here and to discuss this very important topic this week. As you know, if you've been listening to the Creation Lightship programs, they are all about going within. That's the central message, and also, you know, getting your spirit in your body so that you're connected to your spirit, so that you can go within and get your spiritual guidance, and also for healing. So we're going to be talking about this subject, and we're going to be doing some wonderful healings that Ron will bring to us from the Creation Lightship throughout the hour. So I guess to get started, Ron, can you just basically tell us about what is the difference really between going outside of ourselves for our spiritual guidance and going within?
Well, basically, what we have is two energies. We have the mind control energy, which is in time, and we have the energy of the light ship, we can just use the word spirit, which is, you know, out of time, and it only works in the moment. So when you start to work with your mind energy, that's kind of the trap. You know, people go outside of themselves a lot to look for things, to buy books, you know, this is the life experience here. And you won't get any real guidance because your spirit is with you and it will only work in your heart center. It doesn't come up to your mind. So the main thing is to get heart connected when you get your spiritual guidance. I see a lot of people who say they're going to talk to their guides. And the guides typically could be, you know, spirits, emotional bodies of people who passed on. This is very common. People have relatives as guides. People actually even have animals sometimes. And the energy can be sometimes okay, but the main guidance that you really need, which will give you only 100% truth, is from your heart center. And then we have people who strictly rely on asking the archangels, we'll say, or maybe the masters to come to them for help. And they're in their heads too. And those energies will only come to you in your heart. So everything that is of the divine will come to the heart. Everything that is not of the divine, or maybe mimicking the divine energies, will come into your head. And this is probably why you've seen different people doing channelings and may not feel exactly right, because they're not really heart-centered and they're working, you know, out of their mind, getting information versus connecting to their internal guidance, you know, your special connection to who you are. So you want to always have internal guidance to see where you want to go to. Otherwise, you're running the mind matrix energy. And this mind matrix energy is here by the dark side to trap you in thought and to tell you all different types of things. And like we said on the last show, the mind matrix is what you're stuck with here, unfortunately, and that's your astrological charts. That's the controlling energy of how the dark side wants you to live this lifetime. So it does transmit to you from planets energies that can actually harm you and keep you into this loop of negativity, because it prevents you from going into your heart. And naturally, that's, every newspaper has an indication of that in it by your horoscope. So if you just take the word horror, what does horror mean to you? You know, it's a pretty awful thing. Why don't they call it a little nicer? Remember, the dark side likes to come out very boldly and give these words, you know, that, may have a couple of meanings. But just think of horror. You know, why don't they call it, if it was divine, then, they might call it, star or something or other, star information or something. But they have to call it horror. Well, what does horror mean to you? And then you take the word scope. Well, that's looking at something like a magnifying glass as a scope, you know, a microscope, looking at something more in detail. And so they're actually doing that to you. They're fine-tuning you under a microscope for mind control, in a sense, to have you lead your life, run your life a certain way. And the planets, by golly, are there to do that for you, to take you out of your awakening consciousness in the moment and put you into the dark side mind matrix of energies to run your life. And that's mind control, that's witchcraft and voodoo, anything that works with the mind. That's the New Age teachings that we have now. Yeah, unfortunately, it's just the way it is. Remember, the dark side creeps into a lot of good things that first appear to be very nice, and then you have to check out the underlying reason for why it's there and do your own investigation. So anyway, that's a very common. Everybody knows about, your horoscope, okay? And, you read it probably every day maybe. What's going to happen to me? How am I being mind-controlled in my life? So that's basically what's happening to us. So the way to get out of that is to go into your heart. And don't do the horoscope. And remember, whatever is chosen for you, this conveyor belt of life where the dark side wants you to live your life, and I will add, like I did yesterday or a few days ago and in my lectures that I give, the other a negative aspect here, that, and there's probably many, many other things too, it is the Old Testament. And the Old Testament is the script that's in place, a sacred text for the dark side to figure out what their agenda is going to be. So the dark side beings who live here in physical body form, which are typically soulless beings, when you look at them and their eyes are all glossed over or there's nothing there, which is kind of scary, these beings know how to decode that information. So that's their script to do their dirty deeds here. And, we know about that because we can go backwards on it and type in an event using our computer technology now and to look it up. And if you went the other way around on it into the future, you could also see what they're planning to do to us and, for us, using us. So anyway, those are two things. But the main thing is, you know, if we forget about the Old Testament, you know, right now it's in your face. Every newspaper has a horoscope in it, which tells you how you're being mind-controlled by planets. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you know, it does seem that in the, especially in the Western civilization, kids, as they're growing up, are never taught to search for answers within or to go within. And almost all of their influences have to do with external things or getting their attention kind of put on outward or external things, you know, TV, video games, movies, etc. And there's no balance of being taught to go within for guidance. So people don't really grow up understanding anything about being heart-centered or a lot of times that they have no idea that they're even a spiritual being. So how does someone in that position who's new to this open up to their hearts and start to connect with their own divinity?
I guess the easiest way, which everybody does anyway, is you will notice some days in your life, time seems to go by very quickly. And what happens is when you're in the moment, when you're in the divine flow, then you're in heart energy. And the heart energy then is with you. And this is where you're getting your spiritual guidance. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you're playing a guitar or something and you get lost in the music. Maybe you're a painter and you get lost in what you're painting, and all of a sudden you look at the time and you go, oh, man, you know, I've been here doing this for 4 or 5 hours. It feels like about 10 minutes to me, you know. And so this is when you're in heart energy. So everybody is in it all the time. They just don't realize it. And this is your spirit coming forward to bring that information to you of what it would like to experience and what it would like to create using our physical body for that. But other than that, you almost have to be taught to drop into your heart. Remember, the mind control energy, the ego self, using that terminology, your awakening consciousness, does not really want to surrender to the divine energy because it's not very forceful. You see, mind is forceful, force of will, okay? The love energy has no force to it. And that's the difference, and people like to get stimulated. So what the dark side has brought to us here in the last 100 years is high technology. Just look around in your room. You know, you have lights. You know, you have a computer probably on listening to me right now. You know, you have cars. You know, we have everything here at our fingertips. But all that is the illusion to sidetrack us from going within. And unfortunately, you know, they should have come maybe 1,000 years ago with this technology, so that we could be ready for ascension right now. And just think if we had all these particular tools now in front of us and we were actually heart-centered, how much further we could be. We wouldn't be relying upon instantaneous gratification. And this is what they brought to us so that we could be completely sidetracked with our divinity. So you have to do this manually. It's not going to happen, you know, just by you thinking about it. You have to do that drop into your heart. You have to surrender your awakening consciousness to your heart center. And the exercise that we just got through doing, dropping it down into your heart, is what's needed. I don't know of any other way of doing it. You have to somehow merge that energy and have that thought energy of yours surrender to your own divinity, your spirit inside of you. And nothing outside of yourself is stronger than you. So looking for guides outside of yourself for answers, asking them for additional healing and anything else. Your spirit's the conduit for your healing. So you have to be connected to your spirit before anything actually happens in the divine flow. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, one of the questions that we get all of the time is about meditation and if that's good for us, if you know how we should do it and so on. And we've talked many times about the fact that a lot of times when people do meditate, they are taught to go outside of themselves, either you know, out of their bodies or on guided meditations that take them to other locations, doing things like grounding to the earth or what have you. Would you recommend then that instead of doing that people, you know, if they want to spend some time, you know, just being quiet and stilling their mind, dropping their ego consciousness into their heart centers, and then just listen, you know, having a conversation with their spirit there in their heart, going within for guidance. Would that be something that you would recommend instead of trying to go without?
Yes, a lot of people do meditate, and a lot of times it's really hard to hold that space. Meditation, for what I have seen myself, watching different groups do meditations, is that they always talk about, you know, grounding to the earth. Well, that's not, to me, a good thing to do, because you don't want to experience the earth spirit's lessons. Remember, whenever you cord something, this is cording, okay? After you did this process one time, did you release that cord? Probably not, okay? Which means that you're permanently connected to the earth, and this is actually the earth spirit energy. It has nothing to do with your own heart energy of your spirit. And it can actually be at a much lower frequency than who you are. Remember, the earth spirit is dense, and you're a lighter energy. So I don't recommend grounding to the earth whatsoever. And I don't even know why they even created that to begin with. But if you notice, at the end of most meditations, they always say, well, come back. That's a real common word they use. Come back now. Be here now. Be present in your body. So they gave you permission to leave. And that permission, you know, your spirit doesn't really like to be here too much because of the traumas and dramas here. But once you, if you don't leave your body, then at that point you get your guidance. But when you go outside of your body, you can open yourself up to more entities. And if you talk to somebody who's meditated for a long time, maybe for years, my own thinking on that, on meditation, is 5 minutes is probably plenty, okay, to get information. Because remember, your spirit is instantaneous, and it's going to bring you the information quickly. And anything over 5 minutes is probably not needed, but yet people who do meditate may meditate for hours. So that's like stress reduction. So that's taking the place of maybe taking drugs and alcohol to leave your body to have the stress released from you. So it's kind of like a cop-out. But then what are you bringing back to yourself? You're bringing back energies that might be entities as they come into your body, and you can be worse off. So look at somebody, just for your own test, who say they meditate an hour a day or so, and look at their eyes. It might even be you. Look at your eyes in the mirror. Are they really bright? Are they shiny? Is there depth in your eyes? Can you see the depth? Or do you see something that's kind of like fogged over like a dead fish? Okay, I see a lot of people whose eyes are really glossed over, and you can compare somebody to, you know, who's been at a bar, we'll say, who's maybe had a half a dozen drinks or so, and they start off fine, eyes are perfectly fine, and then slowly, as they have more and more to drink, at some point, your spirit cannot connect with you, and at that point, it's out of here. You know, having one or two drinks might be perfectly fine, okay, because you didn't take away and knock out that awakening consciousness linked to your spirit, okay? Because it's here to talk to you and to work through you. But once you've taken that link away, at that point, it's gone. And another thing that, besides drinking, is like smoking pot, okay? That's another situation which takes you out of your body. As you look at maybe some of the old type hippies, et cetera, you know, you can look at their eyes, and they're not home, you know? Or people who are on the streets as far as drug addicts, and their eyes are glossed over too. So this is a good way for your own self to validate, is this person home or not home? If they're not home, then there's no spirit guiding them, and then you have like a zombie person. So you definitely want to get into your body, and it can be scary even if you're listening to the show and you're one of those people. Remember, your responsibility is to get into your body. This is for the ascension process. And that's where all your tools are. And if you're trying to meditate to get information to yourself and you have always gone out of your body, you can bring it to you. Just say, okay, spirit, stay in my body, and I'm going to ask now to have the universe bring me what I need to know. Pose your question, and you're going to get the answer instantly. But you cannot leave your body. It's very damaging to you and detrimental. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll just add to that a couple of things. If you're not home or not present, then how can you possibly be in the now? And if you're not home, who is? So you're like Ron said, susceptible to entities and other things. So I guess since we are at halfway past the hour, this would be a wonderful time to do some kind of lightship healing that would help people connecting to their own divinity and their own heart centers. So maybe we could do the process of having the lightship bring each person back to their pure baby energy that they had when they were newborn and they were fully in their bodies.
Yeah, that sounds good. So what we're going to do is go back to the time maybe of your birth, maybe a month after your birth here, when you're actually in your body. So if you notice, if you've ever been to a hospital or maybe have seen, you know, just a young baby, they look so vibrant and so pure, and their eyes are like crystal clear. Well, that spirit's looking out of those eyes. And sometimes you look at them and you go, man, this kid is really wise, you know. I can read that soul energy. It's really an old soul or something. You probably have all noticed that. And you go, wow. And then you look at maybe the person next to you, and you go, man, why aren't their eyes like this baby's? Well, it's because, you know, naturally we're not home enough. Like I say, most people are 20% in their bodies. The baby is 100%. And it's 100% because it hasn't went through the school of hard knocks yet, which is very unfortunate because as we go through life and things happen to us, we tend to leave our bodies because our spirit needs to work with love energy, not manipulation energy, pain energy, you know, anxiety, fear. You know, we have all these things, frustration. So what we're going to do now is bring in this energy of you. This is going to be you as a baby with 100%, or at least close to that anyway, at least 95% minimum of your spirit energy. So you can actually feel how you would be when you were first born, and you can relate that to your current consciousness. The lightship is going to do this for you. They're bringing up your complete spiritual blueprint of your physical body and going to integrate this with you now. And you may feel the energy from the light beam as it gets activated and connects to your heart center. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and this should bring you into that first month of being born, and you should be able to feel your complete spirit energy in your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Feels like we need to do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Let's let you experience this here for a little bit. And just kind of connect, you know, into your heart, and you should feel the presence of who you are just tremendously more increased here with this beautiful love energy. You should feel your heart expanding out. You should feel this love energy. You should actually be smiling right now with your spirit with you here. You should feel that joint happiness that very possibly got beat out of you, we'll say, through the school of hard knocks here, through the experiences. So you're now here whole and complete for this short time as the light ship is holding this frequency for you. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Definitely feel that wonderful expansion in the heart center, just that whole heart chakra area really expanding, and a very peaceful, wonderful feeling. And I would like to have that feeling all the time. It's just beautiful.
We'll just increase it here and hold the space a little bit longer for you people. That way you can kind of have an idea what it's like to be in your body. Remember, if you're not in your body, who is? And it's kind of like a slot machine. You know, you pull the handle, and who's going to come up? You know, is it you know, Sammy number one or Sammy number 512, you know, and where are you in that, you know? And, you know, you keep running these energies of entities through you, and you become basically a person that's kind of like a robot as these energies go in and out of you. You pick different traits that you want to do 1 minute and do something else the next. You're unaccountable for your actions typically. And this is kind of just how entities work, because they are, all they're doing is playing with you. You're like a toy to them. And they'll go from you to someone else. The most detrimental thing with entities is that they body hop. So if you're somehow drinking, we'll say, or even you're just frustrated with somebody for some reason, you got out of love energy and got into the mind, and you started getting angry with somebody, well, an entity will come into you who wants to argue, or maybe even have a fight. And so it'll be in you, and it'll push the other person's buttons completely, and then naturally, at that point, it jumps into them, sharing their body now, and then it will figure out what it needs to say back to you to push your buttons, and it does these body hoppings back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And if you notice during arguments, you know, we'll say you're in an argument for, say, hopefully it's no more than 15 minutes. That'd be awful, but let's say 5 minutes. After you get done arguing and you both feel that you're right, you find this energy leaving you, and at some point, because it already got charged up. Remember, they live off your emotional energy. And so these emotional vampires that are these energies of the, we'll call it ghost, emotional bodies that passed on, well, once they get charged up, they leave you because they can't take any more energy. And so you start to feel your body calming down, and one person normally gives in to the other or walks away, you know, leave the scene. And then you feel this big surge of energy, like your adrenaline now is already pumping. And after it's pumping, then all of a sudden the energy leaves you, and now you're stuck with all this stuff that you told somebody that probably wasn't very nice, and hopefully you didn't get into a fight or have something get thrown at you or something. And at that point, you know, you kind of wonder, well, what actually happened here? And you probably all had that experience. You kind of scratch your head and go, geez, what kind of ride did I go on here? Or maybe you hold the anger for a couple of days, which is feeding more entities, you see. And so that's kind of the way it works. So anyway, you're now with this beautiful spirit energy of who you are. We'll increase it some more for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just turn it back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, I'm just going to take a minute to mention that we may not be able to get to all of the questions on the fast chat today, but we are going to later in this week pick up questions. So I wanted to let people know that you can also send in a question as you're thinking about this topic throughout the next few days, to radio@creationlightship.com. That's radio@creationlightship.com. So if you do have a question about this topic of going within for your spiritual guidance, please go ahead and send that email, and we'll pick it up. And any questions we can't get to today that you've already typed in on the fast chat, we will pick up later in the week. So we do have one question I'll take up now, which is, can you connect to your twin flame from your heart if incarnated?
Okay, so it is, if the twin flame is incarnated here, can you connect to the twin flame? Is that the question, Sylvia?
Well, that's what I'm thinking the question is. That's all that it says. So,
okay, but first of all, there's very, very few twin flame energies here on this planet. I don't think there's probably over a couple hundred twin flame energies here. So if you're new to this show, a twin flame energy is the other half of you that divided your spirit in half after its creation going out to your home-based energy. So after you left the light ship from your creation energy, then your spirit divided itself into, you know, two equal parts to experience the universe that way. And that way it would have something to talk to, basically, you know, as you come back to your home-based energy and explain where it went and where you went, so you had communication going. Also, it's your spiritual backup when you need, you know, extreme help. And that's been basically shut off from everybody here as we're on this prison planet here called the Earth, because the dark side is in control of it, and that energy does not come here. So it's very hard to connect to your twin flame energy unless you have your body cleaned out, because it's more pure than you are, and it's not going to come into densities. Remember, you have to hold the space in your body to have your spirit come into you. So it's much like having a glass of water. If the glass of water is, you know, basically full, you can't add anything into it. And that full glass of water could be 20% of you and 80% of entity. So you no longer could bring anything more into that glass of water. And this is what I do for people, is emotional clearings to clear out. It's a three clearing process in one session. It's emotional trauma release, basically, from your emotional body. There's a trauma out of your physical body and also out of your spirit. So then you can reunite with your twin flame and also have your spirit come more fully present. And these densities in your body, these energy blockages, prevent you from integrating more into your body. And this is a very important healing that I do. Like I say, if you just see me one time or hear about me, get your emotional years done. It'll change your life completely. This is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago to help people to get into their bodies more. Remember, he had the same problem 2,000 years ago. On the cross, what did he say? Forgive them, for they do not know what they do. So there's two ways to look at that. Maybe more than two, but the two ways that I see it is, number one, the mind control has affected people so greatly that they could not be responsible for their actions. And the same thing is being true with entities. Things jumping in and out of people, so it makes you unaccountable for what you're doing. So as far as your twin flame energy right now, it would be with you, and they're holding that space, allowing you to experience that. But they can only do it for a short time because they have to remove a lot of your densities to hold that frequency for you. And this is your job to clear yourself out. It's not the light ship's job. It's up to you to do the work spiritually to be in your body. Remember, you're in your body when you're born, and you should be in your body all the time anyway to be accountable for your life. And also, if you want to do anything creative, you have to be in your body to be creative. So back to you, Sylvia.
I'll also mention that on Wednesday, our program, which airs at 7 p.m. Pacific time, there is going to be a wonderful section on the twin flame, and each person will have at least a few minutes of a chance to experience their own twin flame energy. So it's going to be a very beautiful time. So if you're interested in that, please tune in. And like I said before, any of these questions that we don't have time to pick up today, we will work on them later in the week. So thank you guys for typing in your questions to the fast chat. So continuing on with our topic today of going within for our spiritual guidance. So can we get into a few brass tacks about that? We've had questions many times like, what do I do if I go within and I don't hear an answer, I don't hear a voice? What does that mean, and how do I get an answer, and how do I become certain that I'm hearing from my heart and not from, you know, the ego or an entity or something like that?
Okay, well, you are going to know when you're in your heart, because you're going to feel like your head is inside of your heart. So if you don't have that experience, you're not in your heart yet. So that's the first thing. And you can do the countdown yourself. This is just a little tool that you can take with to do this process. Remember, it's up to you to do this work, you know. And if you don't hear the answer, it's not really your fault. Maybe you have a lot of attacks by the dark side, and they're keeping you from connecting to your heart center. Maybe you're a very special spiritual person coming here to do special things, but the dark side's blocking you. So what you can do then is ask, well, I can't hear you. Turn the volume up. That's one thing. The next thing is you can maybe ask to have your answers for your questions be available to you, maybe in newsprint. Maybe you might overhear a conversation when you're out maybe eating someplace or walking down the street or something. And that's, you know, the answer that they're trying to bring you. You could also, you know, watch maybe a program on TV and have the answer brought to you, too. Just kind of keep up your psychic radar. Remember, when you're in your body, you have more psychic radar. When you're out of your body, you don't have anything. So, people say, I want to become more psychic. But I say, well, how much are you in your body? They go, well, I don't know. I said, well, if you're only in your body, you know, 12%. So you're not going to have much around you for psychic radar, which means that your spirit is not in tune with you. So you want to always get into your body more. And, you know, don't do mass meditations because that connects you up, kind of hooks you, plants you with energies that you know nothing about. With group meditations, stay within, and don't give your spiritual energy away to anything. It's like taking your bank account and start handing it out to everybody with the open access to it, you know. So, you know, you don't want to do that. It's like giving your email out, you know, freely to everybody on the Internet, you know, where it goes both directions. So what you want to do is strictly stay with yourself and stay inside. This is your own divinity, and you can't do any other healings on anything else outside of yourself. That's just the mind control energy that's taught you that you can do mass healings on other people, like connecting with grid works, you know, working with vortexes, working with stargates. All that stuff is negative ET stuff to take your energy, to suck you right into something. You might feel that your heart is in the right place and that, yeah, I'm going to do this with your ego, but you know, it doesn't work that way. The heart is very soft, very kind, very loving, and it only works in the now. So you want to always stay within yourself and not give yourself away. Don't give your spiritual bank account away to anybody because you may not ever get it back again. Okay? So, Sylvia, back to you.
Well, you mentioned the emotional clearing that you do and how that helps people to clear out the density so that they can reconnect, you know, to their spirit energy more. But also, what about the mental clearing? Will that help quiet the mind chatter and help a person more easily be able to get into their heart center?
Yes, I have been told that by many, many people. So we'll do a sample of the mental clearing for everyone. And again, these healings are instantaneous. Nothing for you to do. The light shift pulls up your complete database. And most people have between 3 to 5 light beams working with you. It's instantaneous healing. So this is going to be a mental clearing. And we're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. Then we'll go a few years in the past, okay? Remember, the light only works in the now. The light has no future, okay? Because the now creates the now right now. And remember, the dark side is the future. That's your predictions. That's everything else that's out there is a dark side energy trying to control you. And when you're in the now, there's no future. It's moment by moment. So here we go. This is the mental clearing for the mind. So we go to the chakras. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. We're going to go back 1 full year from your last birthday. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. One more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Another year back. 6th cleared, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. I talk too much about the dark side here. Whenever I do that, they try to attack my throat here. So here we go. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more time. We'll do another year for everybody. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. There we go. So close your eyes maybe and take a look. See how your brain's working. Maybe multiply a couple of numbers together. See how your short-term memory is right now. And just try to connect the dots on something, you know. And your mind should be basically a lot quieter. And you should be able to bring thoughts up with more mental clarity instantly. And this would be great for somebody who's very creative, have this healing done, somebody who really wants to get into what they're doing to bring forth, you know, some kind of really nice manifestation. We all want to do this, but sometimes we get caught in the rat race where you're kind of programmed each day to go to your job to do a certain thing, and maybe you lost the creativity. So maybe you're a songwriter, for instance, or you want to, you're a pianist and you want to play new music or something. Well, you want to get that mental clarity so that your spirit can connect with you to do this process. So, but it's you know, it all depends where you are in your life, but it's still good to have. But if you really want to come forth and bring forth something that's new, maybe innovative, the mental clarity from this healing is wonderful. So just kind of look at how you feel. and I'll turn it back over to Sylvia, and you should feel a little more smarter in a sense. That, like I always make a joke, you know, the one brain cell now is finally finding the other one. So here we go, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay. So let's talk for a minute about more about connecting to your spirit and getting answers. Would you say that if you're, let's say a person is facing a crossroads in their life and they're trying to make a decision and they're going within, you know, getting in their body, doing all the, these things to get the answer from their spirit, is there a particular way that they will feel afterwards or that they will know that they've really made that connection? Like you mentioned, I think one time when a person is very much heart-centered, when they go to speak, they'll actually feel the vibration of their voice through their heart. So can you talk about how a person feels when they've really, you know, made decisions from their own guidance?
Yes, you're going to feel like your body goes, yeah, this is it, okay, when you have that decision. You probably all have that aha feeling like, yeah, like I got my stuff together and this is the road that I want to go on because it just feels right. But then you're in the moment, okay? What you can also do is, you know, just keep asking and ask over again. If you don't have it, just keep asking, and you will get the answer. It will have to be given to you. And it may not always be in the way you expect it to get the answer, but always, you know, look around for the answer. But, yeah, once you're in your heart, what I tell people to do is, you know, put ears on your heart and a mouth on your heart. And even on this show, you know, on the future shows, when you listen to them, if you go to the archives, drop yourself down onto your heart and put the ears on your heart so that your spirit will tell you what's right and what's wrong. It knows, okay? I don't think we're that far off on all of our shows for what I'm talking about. But basically, you know, this is how you want to run your life. And kind of getting back to feeling something that's right that you're talking about, I do attunements to musicians. And it's very nice to work with somebody who's maybe playing a guitar or something, and I can watch the energy flow. This could be over the telephone, too. I don't have to be in person. And I attune the person up so that their instrument becomes their body. And it could take as little as 10 minutes to maybe an hour. And the light ship takes all those energy channels through the person, and all of a sudden they are connected to that instrument. And at that point, man, their fingers work quicker and faster, and they radiate all that they're doing throughout their whole being to the audience versus just having that guitar through a speaker doing the work. And it's quite a transformation to watch and to see somebody actually change what they're doing. So if any of you out there, you know, are in that you know, venue of doing that, or even anything else, maybe a public speaker who wants to get across better, to communicate more. You know, you have to come from your heart and let the heart radiate through your whole body, and that's where you have the lips on your heart. And at that point, when you are connected, you know, like myself doing this show, you know, I'm in the moment 100% here talking. I don't monitor what my thoughts are going to be. I don't have an agenda in front of me. I'm like right here, right now. And I'm being downloaded instantly to tell you what you need to know. And anyway, that's kind of how I work. So you always want to stay with your heart. And when you're in your heart, all the frustrations of life leave you because they don't belong there. Because if they can never come into your heart. You become very heart-centered. And, you know, time goes by very, very quickly. This is why our show, like right now, is almost over, you know. So I'll just add a little plug for, here's our infomercial here. So on Mondays and Fridays, we do light shift healings on a conference line. It's out of New York. And Pacific time is 5:30. It's 1 hour long. On the East Coast here, it would be 8:30. And we do 1 hour light shift healings. You're actually transported to the light ship. And, you know, I definitely recommend having that experience. It's very, very affordable. And each time you go up, they do a little more work with you. And if you have an actual physical problem, it may not be fixed the first time up, but I could, you know, say that probably after a couple months of being on the conference call, you're going to see yourself improving greatly. So remember, they work with the densities a little bit and work with you. On the light shift, you are healed 100%. So, Sylvia, back to you. It's like time's running out here.
Well, I like you said, this time really flew by. I wish we had more time tonight. It's been wonderful talking with you about this subject, and I know that I have more questions and that have been coming in from listeners. So So we'll take those up again, like I said, on Friday and Saturday night. There's wonderful healings and other things planned. If you'd like to know what is planned for the other shows this week, you can scroll down to the bottom of the Creation Lightship page, and it lists it out for each day. So we hope to have you with us on all of those later this week. And like Ron said, if you'd like to connect with him for any of the healings that we've talked about or the conference calls, you can contact him through phone or email. All that information is on the Creation Lightship page here on BBS Radio. So I'll just say much love to all of you. And if you have 1 minute to just leave us with the peace energy, Ron, that would be wonderful.
Okay, so we'll bring in the peace energy into your room. Just sit back and relax. And I do, as I'm bringing the energy into your room, I do love getting emails from people on their healings. So if you want to email me, you can do that. It's healing@creationlightship.com. And here comes the peace energy here. And you should feel a lot calmer now during this process as it comes in. Remember, you know, if you're not home, who is, you know? So you want to be more in your body as much as possible so you can be the conduit of the divine so it can work through you. This is the most important thing, to be accountable for your life and to not allow the mind matrix energy, which is not of the light, which is not working the now, to control you. So here comes the peace energy, and we'll bring it in here also here for the next 5 minutes. So, and you can leave the light beam up on your monitor screen if you like. She'll be activated for the next hour, and just allow her beautiful love energy to come into your heart center. They never come into your mind, only the heart. So we'll just close off now. So we'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.